Today's episode is brought to you by the Ohio Toy and Comic Show on
Sunday, July 23rd,
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fairborn Dayton, Ohio Inn. What's the address, Johnny?
2800 Presidential Drive, Fairborn, Ohio, 45324.
$2 admission, $12 year olds and under are free. Man, they're letting old kids in for free. Aaron, you got to charge
more. I was going to say, 12-year-olds, like, you know.
Man, that's like an adult.
That's puberty now, isn't it?
Anyway, so yeah, make sure you guys check out OhioToyAndComicShow.com. They're also on Facebook. You can get to all those links from their site. Check out their vendor list, their guest list. Your favorite podcast is listed on the guest list. So, you know, Bearded Beasts in the
I was going to say, the other one?
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, so definitely look for that.
I was looking to see if my favorite podcast was on there, but.
All right, we'll see you guys there. Hey, welcome to episode 93, seven away from 100, Johnny, of the Infamous Podcast. This week, we are celebrating Star Wars with YouTube sensation, Mr. David Griffin.
Oh, my God. David Griffin.
So happy to be back, guys.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Welcome. So, I'll be on the Infamous Podcast.
Yeah. Hey, you're the unofficial third member, so you've been on more than... You've been on more than anybody.
Would he be considered the pinch hitter?
Yeah. So he's the designated nice. Hitter.
There you go.
He's the
DH.
That.
I like that.
So
I like that.
Actually, he's been on more than the other.
Oh, the previous one
at the beginning. So,
which in episode 100, you walk into the shower and pull it back and he's there instead of me, right?
Oh, good God. So, we have David on this week too. We alluded to it last week. We're going to talk about Star Wars Celebration. David was lucky enough to go down there. He saw some great stuff. He's going to share some of that. We're going to gush over the Rebels trailer again. We'll probably talk about the Episode 8 trailer again. But,
you can call it Last Jedi. They don't want you to call it Episode 8.
Sure.
Disney does not want them called Episode 7, 8, or 9.
Is that to distance themselves from
episodes
1, 2, and 3?
People in so they don't, you know,
they don't feel like they have to watch seven other movies.
I haven't seen the other ones. No, I read an article about that the other day, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a smart marketing ploy.
Did you hear anything about that down there, David?
I did not hear anything about that. No, I didn't hear them mentioning it. I mean, I don't think they want to, like, correct the fans on how to, like, you know.
Right, yeah.
It was all about celebrating Star Wars.
I don't know. They won't let me call
PC.
They won't let me call it Expanded Universe anymore. It's the Legacy or Legends or what is it?
I don't know. What is it? Legends?
I think it's Legacy. Well,
you know, for me, it's like for television, like when History Channel changed just History. Like, they're like, we want to be called History. We're not History Channel, but it's like, just call it the History Channel.
It's just the History Channel.
It's not called the History Channel anymore.
No, it's just History. Like, they want it to be called just History, not History Channel.
Well, it's like Sci-Fi doesn't want us to call it Swiffy, but we still call it Swiffy.
I don't get where you call it Swiffy.
Do you guys see that?
Swi-Fi.
Yeah, we got some breaking news here. It's not really breaking news from earlier today. But Star Wars episode, because there's no name for it, episode 9 gets a release date. It will be releasing on May 24th, 2019.
Interesting.
Yeah, I seen that today. And so Indiana Jones has been pushed back.
So
no more December release, or at least not for this one. They're going back to that whole, like, you know, Memorial Day weekend.
See, I think it's really smart for them to just own December the way they have.
Yeah.
Because
until Avatar comes out in 2020.
Well, but here's the thing though, is because then it's the top grossing movie of 20 whatever.
Yeah.
And then the eighth top grossing movie of the next year too.
Yeah.
You know, like, whereas they don't get that, like, hey, we were the top grossing movie 2 years in a row.
Right.
But I
seen that they pushed Indiana Jones 5 back too. So literally, Harrison Ford's going to be old enough to play the old man Indy that was on Young Indiana Jones Chronicles and tell a story about a young Indy that's the recast.
Are they going to dig up River Phoenix?
No. So, Sean Patrick Flannery's too old at this point, too.
Yeah.
Well, he's not too old to play Indiana Jones, but
no.
They can't flash back
really,
to when he was a teenager.
For a new Indiana Jones film? Like, are we all, like,
I don't think
about
so.
That?
No.
I'm not. If they recast it, I would be kind of okay.
I mean, thought Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was not good.
No.
I never even saw it.
It wasn't awful. You never saw it?
No.
You never saw it?
No. And I had my mother-in-law convinced that Shia LaBeouf's character was named Kentucky Jones before they went to see it.
Nice.
Because I'm like, it's his son. His name is Kentucky Jones. And they hadn't said anything about him being his actual son. And I was just being a jerk. And it turned out he was actually his son.
Yeah. So. That was the Steven Spielberg Shia LaBeouf love fest for a while.
Yeah. But
we've seen where that went down in a flaming crash of UFOs and and Transformers.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. So, Dave, just real quick, in one sentence, describe your experience at Celebration.
That's difficult. One sentence.
There you go. There it was right there.
Perfect. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate that. I'll see you guys soon. Yeah.
Well, was that the mic just hitting the ground at David's house? Because that sounded like a mic drop.
That's difficult.
I walked out. It was the most enjoyable Star Wars experience I've ever had in my life.
Nice. All right. So what was one of the coolest things you got to see?
I really enjoyed the 40th anniversary panel. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, the biggest news, of course, like when Last Jedi trailer broke, but the 40th anniversary panel just kind of summarized what we were there for. We're there for, you know, celebration of Star Wars, you know, 40 years. And like there was that part, you know, they did the Carrie Fisher, you know, tribute. They showed that, you know, little 4-minute video. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, no one knew it was coming. They just, you know, unveiled the curtain to the right side of the stage, and there's like, I see this like bald head. I'm like, is that John Williams? And he just like starts, you know, the Orlando Philharmonic, you know, orchestra just starts busting out 3 Star Wars songs in a row. And it was just incredible. Like people were crying and it was just an incredible experience. Like it's so different. 'Cause I've been going to Comic-Con for a long time. This will be my 8th year in a row going to Comic-Con, and Comic-Con's great. It's fun, but there's people there for so many different reasons. But it's interesting. Like you had in your previous podcast with those two Star Wars artists, you're just surrounded by Star Wars fans, and it's a totally different experience than Comic-Con.
Yeah, that would be Joe Caroni and Brian Miller. Go listen to those episodes, people. So, but that's great. Man, I couldn't imagine. Were you one of the people crying? Did you tear up a little bit?
You know, it takes a lot for me to cry, so I did not. But I was moved, though. I had goosebumps. I did have goosebumps.
It's because you're a robot.
I'm a robot. Yeah, I am a robot. Yeah, definitely.
It's really weird that we're talking about crying again, because we were just talking about how Brian cries at the end of Furious 7.
I don't cry. I well up.
Whatever. You're probably over there.
There's nothing wrong with a grown man crying. It's good for the soul.
Yeah, that's what they say, but...
Not a grown man crying over another grown man dying, maybe, though.
But Paul Walker was so cool. I mean, he was awesome. He he's everybody's idol. I got that right. Anyway, so you got to sit in on the Rebels panel, correct?
Yeah.
And they showed you the first episode.
Yeah, The Heroes of Mandalore Part 1.
Now, is that going to, when it comes back, is it going to be all in the one episode, or will it, you know?
They didn't confirm it, but they always do those two-parters, and that was the part one. I'm sure we'll get an hour-long premiere when it comes back in the fall, but it was a really good episode. I mean, this won't spoil anything, but, you know, it's the Heroes of Mandalore, so you're going to get a lot of Sabine, which is nice. So I know we'd all like to see more Sabine. You get a lot of her in this episode. It's a good first episode.
Nice. And it looks like in the trailer, Bo-Katan is back, who was Katie Sackhoff's character from Rebels. And there has been rumors that she's going to be back.
Clone Wars?
That's what I meant. Sorry, Clone Wars. Was she in the first episode? Spoiler alert.
Wait, Katie, what's her character again? Sorry, describe it to me. I want to make sure.
She's Bo-Katan. She was Sabine's sister from Clone Wars.
You see her in the trailer, and she is in the first episode.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Yeah. That's all I need.
Is
to
Boba
know.
Fett in the first episode?
No.
Okay.
But we did get to see that awesome. Boba Fett. That was a different panel. There was a panel where it was just Dave Filoni and Pablo Hidalgo, and they unveiled that new footage.
The animatic
of Boba Fett and what's his name? Cad Bane.
Cad Bane. That's how he got the dent in the helmet.
That's how he got the dent in the helmet. Yeah, okay. That's a great scene.
That was on.
Fully voiced. Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, wasn't it? Because that was on. They put that on the Star Wars YouTube channel. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I have to go
and
outside.
They hinted
I
at
seen
like we're going
to
see these guys again. So I think whatever series they're making next, I think we're going to either get a Bounty Hunter movie or we're going to get Cad Bane and Boba Fett in another animated series for sure.
Nice.
That would be cool. Yeah. Cad Bane and Boba Fett buddy bounty hunter series.
Oh, yeah. I would love that.
But, yeah. And you can have Hondo show up again. And, oh, yeah. You know. See, Hondo should be the collective glue that ties the animated universe together.
Yeah.
And then he should show up in The Last Jedi and get killed off.
Okay. You want people to die all the time. No.
These are family movies, Brian. They're family movies.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so family friendly. A dude get like multiple people get arms cut off. People get electrocuted, thrown down into giant pits. Yeah. All those poor contractors working on the second Death Star.
Oh,
dead.
Lord.
Jeez.
Poor contractors.
Don't you think a smart contractor is going to see that fleet come out of hyperspace and get in his contracting ship van? I'm going the other way, buddy.
So
well, I don't know. I was going to say, Johnny, if I don't know if you've read any of the new canon Star Wars books, you should definitely read Lost Stars because you get that you get the point of view of these kids growing up in the Imperial Academy.
Oh,
yeah. Their side of things. Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like a Forrest Gump of Star Wars books. So basically, it takes place from Episode 4, you know, A New Hope, all the way through Return of the Jedi. And you get, like, you know, all the kind of behind the scenes things that were going on with the Imperial side of it. It's good. Nice. It's a good story.
Cool.
Yeah.
Vader shows up and one of the pilots shows him his butt.
Yeah, Vader's there. Yeah, it's good. It's a good book.
It's funny that you call it A New Hope because the kid. You know, she's only ever known as Star Wars because she's never seen anything but the theatrical release. And she was at the in-laws and they're like, what do you want to watch? She said, I want to watch Star Wars. And they said, which one? And she said, I want to watch Star Wars, meaning, you know, the first one. And it's like, you know, everyone calls it like something
Episode
different.
Episode 4.
Well, it's kind of like Indiana Jones. Like, I want to watch Indiana Jones movie. It's like, which one? It's like the first one, but it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's not Indiana Jones. But
well, they tried to retro that back when they put out the DVDs and called it Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I'm like, what? Right. No, that don't sound right.
It's called Raiders.
You know, I know this is off topic. We're talking about Star Wars. Yeah. But I really.
Go ahead.
Ridley Scott finally realizing that, you know, Prometheus just should have been called Alien. I think they're going to retcon that. And it's going to be Alien colon Prometheus. Like, this one's Alien Covenant. It's going to be Alien colon Prometheus, I think, eventually.
Oh, like Star Trek did with Star Trek Enterprise, where they put the... they dropped or they added, I don't remember.
They added Star Trek to Enterprise. Right. Yeah.
In season 3 when they got the up-tempo version.
So we're going to have... The Phantom Menace won't be called Episode 1 anymore. It'll just be called The Phantom Menace. And then New Hope will just be called A New Hope. No episode numbers. Yeah.
New Hope should just be called Star Wars.
Well,
it's plain and simple. Yeah. But, yeah. So, okay, so the Rebels panel was cool, and did they show the preview and then the episode, or did you guys not get to see the preview?
No, Filoni kept, like, just, you know, waiting and waiting, so they showed the preview first. Then I was sitting next to, you know, some of the Jedi Council members from Collider video, and, you know, so Christian Harloff was there, and he's like, I don't think we're going to see an episode. I don't think we're going to see an episode. And I looked at the clock. I'm like, there's 20 minutes left. There's 20 minutes left. There's plenty of time. You know, those episodes are 21 minutes without commercials.
Right.
And, like, and Filoni said, well, and then the whole crowd just started screaming. He's like, okay, hold on, wait. He kept, like, you know, just baiting the crowd.
Nice.
He got more riled up. And then eventually he showed the first episode. So, yeah, it was cool. It was a fun experience.
You should have made a bet, like, you know, with Christian Harloff. Like, hey, I'll bet you $20 that they do show an episode.
Well, the thing is, for me, like, I kept looking at my clock, my watch. I was like, there's 20 minutes left. There's 20 minutes. And they've done everything. All the cast interviews are done. They showed the trailer. There's still 20 minutes left. There's so much time.
Yeah.
And they showed it. So, yeah, it was fun.
Cool.
They should have done it with a live cast commentary. That would have been kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess they had never seen the episode before, so I think the cast stepped aside. I think they watched it in the crowd.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, they had never seen the episode.
Nice.
I think, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
So what was the overall reaction to the rest of the crowd? I mean, were they – I mean, obviously, it's their audience. Like, you know, it's Celebration. Everyone is there literally for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I can compare it to – it was just pure excitement. Yeah. The only thing I can compare it to – at Comic-Con, I went to the Legend of Korra panel during its last season, and they showed an episode there. And that was the first time I'd ever watched an episode of a television show that I loved with, like, you know, 2,000-3,000 other people.
Right.
So that's the only thing I can compare it to. And it was similar to that. Like, everybody, you know, cheered at the right moments. It's like going to, you know, an opening night, midnight showing of the new Star Wars film because everybody's there for that reason. They're excited. They love everything about it. And, yeah, it was fun. Everybody was really into it, for sure.
They're all dressed up as Tusken Raiders, ready to go.
Oh, I mean, they had
Jawas.
Oh, they're so, I mean, they had the 501st Legion there. They did a march. You should see some photos. There was, I don't know if it was hundreds of them. They did a whole march.
Nice.
The 501st Legion, and they all had that armor on. Because the 501st is like super serious. Like you have to have your armor has to look a certain way.
Right.
It has to be certain, it has to be authentic. I mean,
it's kind of like
there's
the,
so many of them.
We have a 501st in Ohio, and everything has to be movie quality. And I tell you what, those people are amazing.
Yeah.
Like they're 100% artists.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They do charity work. And there was hundreds of them.
Do you have the Blu-rays, the ones they released with the 6 movies like a few years ago?
You know, I never bought it. I never bought the new Blu-ray.
In that set, there's 2 discs that are all like special features and added stuff. There's an actual movie documentary about the 501st marching at the Rose Bowl parade.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, it's literally from the point, it starts with them just interviewing different 501st from across the country, and then they recruit them. They actually take ones from different divisions and have them all march in that Rose Bowl parade together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great documentary because they talk about the, the charity work and everything else and show a lot of the behind the scenes of what it takes for them to get their armor together in that.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just like, I know you guys haven't, but if you come out to San Diego, it's cool too because everybody who's at the convention is just walking around town. So we were, our first night there, which is Wednesday, just like pick up your badge night. We were out to dinner, maybe, I don't know, a mile away from the convention center. We're just sitting around on the patio and Filoni walks up like he was with his PR people and everything. So we, Christian and I got up and we said hi to him. And it's just like the same thing at Comic-Con. I remember like at Comic-Con, one of my first times, I was having dinner right next to Robert Kirkman, like, because everybody's just there. They're all staying at the same hotels. Everybody's eating at the same places. So you run into people that you know and care about, and you can, go up and talk to them, and they're willing to have a conversation or take a photo. Everybody seems really nice and willing to, just share a moment with the fans.
Did you get up and give Dave Filoni your chair? Like, Mr. Filoni?
I said hi to him. Christian went on this rant about how he's the heir apparent and he thinks he should direct him. I mean, a lot of people think that Filoni's going to get his own movie.
He absolutely should. So.
Yeah, I think he should. Yeah, he's so knowledgeable. He's so passionate about Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Him and Pablo. Yeah, definitely. Those two are like encyclopedias.
Pablo is Star Wars, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
More than anybody
Pablo
else.
Pablo can get a little angry, though, sometimes, too. He gets in Twitter fights sometimes.
Well,
that means he's passionate about his stuff.
Who doesn't get in a Twitter fight? Let's be honest.
I don't get in Twitter fights.
When's the last time you logged into Twitter?
The other day, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was expecting you to say, I don't know, last year.
No, it's been recent.
So, cool.
I log in, look around, leave.
When's the last time you tweeted something that wasn't like shared from Instagram?
A few months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dave, what were some of the other other panels that you went to?
We're really fortunate. A lot of people had to wait in line. There was that really good story for the Last Jedi panel. Ryan Johnson went there about midnight, 1 a.m. He was there for 4 hours in line, signing autographs, saying hi to fans. Disney was very kind to us. They gave us special wristbands so we could show up like 20 to 30 minutes before.
Oh, wow.
Just get right into all the major panels. So Rebels, The Last Jedi, 4th Anniversary, the Battlefront 2 panel. We never had to wait to get inside of a panel. So that was cool. The Last Jedi panel was great. It was all, of course, they couldn't share much, so everybody that was there was just waiting for the trailer. That's like all they wanted to see. Like, it was cool to see the cast come out, but we really just wanted to see the trailer.
Yeah.
So that was the most interesting thing about that whole incident, though, is this is the 40th anniversary panel. I'm going backwards a little bit, but a lot of the actors recorded videos that couldn't be there. So Liam Neeson was on set somewhere and he recorded like a little 30-second video on his phone. And then another actor did too. I can't remember who it was. But the only person who didn't make one was Ewan McGregor. Of all the major characters still. Oh, sorry. It was Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
Made a little video. And Ewan McGregor did make a video. So we all thought that he was going to show up for the Last Jedi panel. They were going to announce an Obi-Wan movie. Or they were going to announce that he was going to be a part of the franchise.
Yeah.
And he never showed up at all. He never made an appearance, never said anything. So that was interesting. But the Last Jedi panel was cool. I really liked the Battlefront trailer because I'm a big gamer, and I'm excited that Battlefront 2 is actually the single-player story is canon.
Oh, nice.
And even more exciting, because I read all the books, they're making a book called Inferno Squad. This is what the movie's going to be based on. It's actually a Black Ops section of the Imperial elite. You know, they're like Navy SEALs, and that story is canon now. So you're going to get their point of view, and in the video game anyway, after the second Death Star blows up.
Which cool.
I think that's going to be cool. Yeah, yes. It's canon, so it counts.
So I, like you, am, you know, I'm not as hardcore of a gamer as you are, because I'm a console gamer, you know, so I apologize. You know, we can't all be, you know, PC gamers, David.
The master race, the master. I play consoles too.
David's a gaming supremacist.
Wow.
But no, so I have Star Wars Battlefront and I love it, but like I played Battlefront and Battlefront 2 on the PS2. And the story mode in that was what made the biggest difference in that game, and I think that's what like Battlefront the new version was missing.
Definitely.
So I'm really excited to see that. The other thing, like, I don't know if they showed, like, will they have, like, the maps where you can do, you know, the offline where you can just get in the X-Wing and do a space battle and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Did they show any of that? So, because we didn't really have space battles. They had, like, you know, in-atmosphere battles, right. But there weren't, like, those big, yeah, they're going to have space battles. Like, that's a thing. And also, Luke Skywalker and Kylo Ren are going to be playable in the single-player campaign, which is also canon, again. So that's really interesting to see. So I guess we'll probably see Luke, you know, after the destruction of the the second Death Star.
Wait, third Death Star?
There's a third Death Star in the Last Jedi. What?
The third one. Wait. Well, the Force Awakens kind of a Death Star. It was like a Death Planet.
That was Starkiller Base. That was Starkiller Base. That was a planet. That was not a Death Star. Remember?
Remember? I remember. Yeah, I remember.
This is a Death Star. Yeah. It's like a small marble, and this is Starkiller Base. Bro.
Wexley.
It was giant. Oh, yeah. Grunberg. Your buddy.
So, have you met Grant Grunberg yet?
I have not met him, no.
Yeah. When you do, can you get an autograph for Brian, please?
I'll try. Yeah. He's a nice guy.
Have him sign it to me to say, Dear eBay Buyer, because I'm just going to sell it.
Oh, that's funny.
Grunberg. He's in everything, and he has no business being in any of it.
He's got a hookup, though. He's friends with J.J. Abrams.
Like, J.J.'s his best friend.
Yep.
So. But he's also responsible for the death of like five planets in The Force Awakens.
And that's millions true. Of people.
Yeah, because he got...
And the Republic fleet.
Yeah, because he's no good at reconnaissance, apparently, and got caught, followed back. You know, God, what a loser. Grunberg.
Yeah, like, come on, Greg. Yeah.
Johnny keeps threatening to get me like his action figure or pop, and I keep threatening I'm just going to light it on fire. So...
Another video for Instagram.
Woohoo! All right, cool. So on the other side, you didn't just attend panels. You were actually part of a panel, correct?
Yes, I was part of a panel. The Collider Video, you know, Jedi Council panel, which was insane. Johnny and Brian, if you get a chance, you know, we do a behind-the-scenes video every week, and Perry did a great job along with Christian, or we call him Copster, of kind of documenting like a 20-minute behind the scenes of all of our adventures at Star Wars Celebration. So if you want to check something out, go on Collider Video, watch the most recent Collider behind the scenes segment. It'll kind of show you everything we were doing for the whole weekend. Yeah, cool. It's really well done.
So is it going to show the fanfare around one Mr. David Griffin?
It was insane.
I know you were telling me, we had a phone conversation about this like right after, and you know, you were sharing your story about how people were coming up to you and just kind of how weird you found that and everything, but awesome at the same time.
Yeah, it was awesome. But like, you know, like you said, it was just so strange because I don't know. I've been to Comic-Con several times. I get recognized sometimes when I'm walking around LA. Every now and then I might get recognized. But at Star Wars Celebration, I mean, our room held 600 people. We were just hoping, like, please let it be like maybe a little over half. So maybe 300 to 400 people. I guess they said that they had to turn away like 500-600 people.
Oh my God.
Over 1,000. And we walked in there, like the room, I sent Brian a video, like the room was just crazy. Like I was basically trying to be the hype man, and I didn't need to hype anybody up. They were hyped. Nice. It was crazy.
You're like a journalist celebrity. You're like one of the news people that's a celebrity type thing at this point.
You're like a non-ether taking Hunter Thompson.
I'm trying. But eventually you're going to have a son, and he's going to be George Clooney to your Nick Clooney. There you go.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Interesting. Yeah. He doesn't get that reference for us.
He doesn't get that. He knows who George Clooney is.
So Nick Clooney was a newscaster in Cincinnati.
Whose son is George Clooney.
And yeah. George Clooney's his son. So that's where Johnny's.
Nick Clooney's sister is Rosemary Clooney, you know, of White Christmas and that type of stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So anyway. But
little Cincinnati history there.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yep. Yeah, good time. So when you come to Ohio next month and you come visit us, you know, we'll
That's right.
We'll go stalk Nick Clooney in Maysville, Kentucky.
We can go down to Falmouth and stalk Rosemary. So
in her grave?
Oh no, the other one. Who's the other one? No, George's mom.
George's mom? Yeah. Oh, it's Nina.
Yeah, she's got a store down.
Yeah, she's got an antique store.
Anywho, totally off subject.
But when's George Clooney going to be in a Star Wars movie? Hey, if Woody Harrelson can do it, George Clooney can do it too.
George Clooney can do pretty much anything he wants. So yeah, that's true.
So, they didn't talk about any of like the spinoffs or Han Solo or anything like that, did they? They kind of just focused on Star Wars proper, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we still don't have an announcement. We have no idea what's coming after Episode 9. You know, we have the Han Solo film and then Episode 9 in 2019, and that's all we know. They still haven't made an announcement.
Episode 10, of course.
the rumor is they're going to take a break. A lot of people think they're going to take a break and maybe do some more, solo, some more standalone films. And then maybe in a couple years after Episode 9, they'll come back and start a new trilogy. I'm fine with.
Yeah, like, they'll just remake everything.
Yeah, just do it over again with Starkiller Base 2, the second Starkiller Base.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah.
Starkiller Base, Sun's Dealer.
Exactly.
That's going to be a title of a book, and I'm going to get so pissed off.
No, there was already, like, in one of the legacy novels, there was the Sun Destroyer or whatever it was called. It was a ship that could fly into a sun and blow it up.
True.
So what was your reaction when you guys, because I never got to hear your perspectives on it. What was your reaction, like, Johnny, and when you saw the new trailer for Last Jedi?
I'm pretty excited. I'm pretty excited to see, like, more action, actually, because that trailer had more action in it than the whole Force Awakens did. To me, that's definitely what I was like, okay, you know, there's explosions and there's going to be space battles and it's not going to just be, you know, we got to fly down the trench and destroy Starkiller Base. We're actually going to get some space battles is what it looks like. So I'm very curious to see the training, the Jedi training or whatever she's going to be. Not a Jedi, but, you know.
Yeah, and it kind of makes sense, you know, for me, like, you know, it's just a trailer, so it's hard to tell what's going on. But if Luke is, in fact, kind of, because Daisy really did say that one thing she did hint at is like, look, maybe when you meet your heroes, they're not who you thought they were or going to be. So, yeah, maybe Luke is just like, you know, look, he's been through, like, he's, you know, we don't really know if balance has actually been achieved yet. You know, so it's like, look, he's seen his dad, you know, went through a bad phase. Kylo obviously went through a bad phase. He's like, Luke's probably like, what's the point? Like, there's always going to be good. There's always going to be evil. Like, there's no perfect balance. Like, let's just all this end. Like, let's just stop doing this. Like,
It totally, like, and that makes sense because of the whole thing where when Luke meets Yoda, Yoda's gone insane pretty much. I mean, you know, he's pretty much on the edge of his sanity. And Luke's kind of like, you know, just angry, but not angry enough to go dark.
He's not Anakin.
He's been hurt so much that, you know, it's like, what's it all worth?
So can't you kind of argue that Yoda was the last Jedi and Luke's not really a Jedi yet?
Yeah, you could.
Well, it's been 30-something years. I'm sure
I think the whole thing was that for Luke to become a Jedi, he had to defeat Vader.
Yeah.
And he did.
He made friends.
No, he defeated Vader. He brought Anakin back from the darkness. So, you know.
But no, I
semantics.
I loved the trailer. I was goosebumpy. I probably watched it like 4 times in a row right when it came out because I got the push notification from the Star Wars app.
Oh, okay.
When it was on, and I watched it on my phone, and I was like, this isn't good.
See, I waited until I got home because I seen it on the phone, and I was like, I don't want to watch. I want to watch this on the TV, and I did. I was like,
So I watched it on the phone, then I watched it on the 27-inch computer monitor, and then I got home and I made the girls watch it like 3 or 4 times.
Nice.
So
I know this is going to sound whiny, which is people are going to be like, oh, like, stop complaining. Of course, I was at the live panel for it, but the only thing that was it was hard to hear because everybody was screaming like at every single scene. So it was like we couldn't hear. So I had to go back to the find a quiet place in the convention center, put my headphones on, and watch it on my phone before we, you know, so I could actually hear what was going on in the trailers. I couldn't hear half of what Luke was saying. It was just
right.
too loud.
What a horrible problem to have, David.
It was so bad. It was so hard.
Why are you whining?
Yeah. You know, that's called a hardship right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an easy life. It's a hard life.
Man.
Hard
life. So, no, I loved it. And as much as I love that, I actually enjoyed the Rebels trailer a little more.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is because I'm so invested in that show.
You've had more years with those characters, too. You know them better,
right?
For sure.
And, you know, I mean, like, to Johnny's chagrin, like, Ezra Bridger is my answer to every, like,
right, yeah.
mystery in Star Wars anymore. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I know that's not the case. But
we'll find out.
Dude, if I'm right, yeah, it's going to be so awesome.
I think if anybody's going to die, it's going to be Ezra Bridger.
Oh, Ezra's going to die.
Yeah.
Definitely. So,
saving everybody else.
I think Zeb's going to die.
I think Zeb's going to go back to his tribe.
But, I don't know. I love the whole Hera voiceover.
Oh, yeah.
The breakdown of who they were. Like, you know, Chopper's breakdown, like we talked about mm-hmm. last week.
Yeah.
Being the war veteran is the droid, who definitely has some form of droid PTSD.
yeah.
But yeah, it's the that you know having Rex back. I'm excited to find out what happens
the trailers,
to Ahsoka. Oh,
like whoever cuts the Rebels trailers should cut the trailers for the Star Wars movies.
Should cut all trailers.
Well,
just flat out,
that person would be really busy. They work for Lucasfilm, so let them just cut those Star Wars trailers.
But yeah, I don't know.
They might be able to cut the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull trailer to the point that I would want to go back and watch it again.
See, I have no intention to watch that movie.
Really?
None.
You're not missing much.
That came in the Blu-ray set, and I actually watched it when I got the Blu-ray set, just because I was like, I should watch them all once at least.
So I.
But it's on Amazon now, and I'm like, yeah.
I love Raiders.
Yes.
I tolerate Temple.
Really?
Yeah. Just I don't know. And then
call him Dr. Jones.
Now, I will say Temple is the one I quote the most,
mm-hmm.
you know, but
Temple's probably the most quotable.
Right. But and then I really, really enjoyed
Last Crusade.
Last Crusade. Thank you. I wanted to call it the Goblet of Fire.
Oh, wow.
Wrong franchise.
Indiana Jones and the Goblet of Fire.
But yeah, I just when Crystal Skull came out, I was like, I have no interest in this. I didn't want it. I
David,
don't want
to go see it in a theater.
I did. Crystal Skull I saw in the theater. Yeah,
yeah, I went. I went the Saturday morning after it came out, and there was maybe four other people in the theater, and I went, "Uh-oh, this might not be good."
So I saw Temple of Doom and Last Crusade in the theater.
Okay.
Which seeing Temple of Doom in the theater, I was way too young for that,
yeah.
And I had nightmares about my heart getting ripped out.
Well, sure.
Well, that was the first. That's when PG-13 came out. Because remember, PG-13 didn't exist until Temple of Doom.
Right.
Yeah, that's why Poltergeist is rated PG.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, yeah.
There's lots of movies.
And Gremlins, I think, too.
And Airplane.
Yeah, well.
So, and Spaceballs. But
that was after the PG-13.
It was, but it's still PG. But back on topic with Rebels, like.
Yeah.
You got me into
Indiana
the show.
Indiana Jones is part of Lucasfilm.
Yeah,
we can talk about that.
Well, there's the crossover with the Legends book, the comic. Yeah. Anyway.
We can talk about that because that was Celebration.
We can talk about that okay.
At Celebration.
Do you know what we're talking about?
David, was this your first Celebration?
This is my first. I've never been to one before.
So the first Celebration after Disney bought Star Wars
right.
was mm-hmm. in Orlando. And they have the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular at Hollywood Studios.
Right.
So the night that Celebration happened, well, one of the nights, they did a Indiana Jones Star Wars Stunt Spectacular. And at one point, when Indy pulls the gun, Vader pulls the gun out of Indy's hand.
Ah.
And it was literally the stunt show for Indiana Jones, except they added Star Wars characters into it.
Cool.
So, like, Jawas were running around in Tunisia.
Oh, Tunisia.
It was cool, but yeah, that's the thing is like they do enough of those crossover type things.
So there was a short comic story, David, from Dark Horse, one of the books where Indiana Jones finds the Millennium Falcon because Chewie is Bigfoot.
Interesting. Chewie is Bigfoot. That is interesting.
And it's so like the Millennium Falcon got knocked off course.
The way the story was, is it was Star Wars Tales was the book. Yeah. And in Star Wars Tales, they were allowed to do whatever they wanted. Like, it was literally Lucasfilm told Dark Horse.
Free reign.
You could do whatever you want. So there was a story where Han and Chewie are getting chased by TIE fighters and literally just hit the hyperdrive without coordinates, and they crash on Earth. But it's like, you know, ancient...
It's a couple hundred years.
Yeah, it's ancient Earth. You know, Indians are running around, and Han and Chewie come out of the Millennium Falcon, and Han gets shot by Indians, and it kills him. And Chewie, being a long-lived creature, is still living near the Millennium Falcon, and it jumps to, like, 1938, 39, and it literally shows Indiana Jones in Short Round finding the Millennium Falcon, and Indiana Jones walks in and sees the skeleton of Han Solo and goes, there's something about this poor guy. And they're like, oh, I guess the creature doesn't really exist. And they show Chewbacca standing up on a tree watching them. It's
that,
like,
that's interesting.
It's really cool.
It's, it's super trippy, but it's awesome. Yeah. And like, he's still got a bit of like the clothes are still kind of like
Han. Yeah, the Han skeleton still got like he his the black vest and the white shirt hanging off of his bones.
But yeah, I mean, like the minute they crashed and he stood up, he got like hit with like four arrows and just went down.
Yep.
But yeah, it's that kind of stuff is cool. But,
yeah, that was fun.
So now I lost my train of thought.
Well, did you go to, was Marvel down there at all?
Yeah, the comics, Marvel Comics.
Yeah, did they do a panel or anything, or did
they did, but see, the thing is, so I went to the Del Rey Books panel, but the problem is they announced all of their upcoming comic book series and books like a day or two before the panel. So it was kind of like, what's the point?
What's the point of going with that? Yeah.
Yeah, what's the point? So it wasn't, there wasn't any like breaking news from the panel.
Was that Del Rey and Marvel both like released?
Del Rey, not at the same time, but yeah, they both, they're on the same day. Yeah, they're on the same day. Yeah.
So have you finished the Thrawn book yet? Or are you still reading it?
Not yet, but it's really good.
Is it good? I just picked it up yesterday, so I haven't started it yet.
I picked it up and put it back down because I'm just going to buy the Kindle version.
Oh, okay. So,
or the audiobook. Yeah. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you're getting a really good origin story.
Is it the guy who plays Thrawn doing the book or doing the audiobook?
But the guy who does it, I've heard. See, I don't. I pick the book. I don't do the audiobook.
Yeah,
but I've heard that his voice, whoever the guy is, does a really good job.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I've been thinking about doing the audiobook. So,
did you go to Disney World? Any of that? While you were down there?
Yeah. So, again, another thing we got spoiled on. We got invited to go to kind of a semi closed event called Galactic Nights.
Okay.
And it's this introduction of this new laser/fireworks show they're gonna do at Disney. So we're at Disney World Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, Hollywood Studios.
So we got basically 3 hours of
Star Wars
there.
Studios at the moment.
Yeah, Star Wars Studios. It's like the longest line where it was like 15 to 20 minutes.
Nice.
So yeah, it was really nice. Yeah. Really cool. Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you had fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I cannot complain.
I've only been to one celebration, and it was in Indianapolis, and it was a hell of a good time.
I've been to no celebrations.
2019. Is it in Orlando?
I don't know, but hey, you people out there, like us and give us money on Patreon so we can go to celebration in 2019.
I'm thinking we could do some Collider videos and maybe...
No, there's not enough room for us in YouTube sensation David Griffin.
Oh... Wow.
I'm kidding, David. So,
no, it's okay.
No, I think it's, you know, like, honestly, like, Dave and I have known each other for a couple years now, and, like, you know, where to see where you are now, it just makes me so happy, you know? Because we've talked about...
Where was he before?
Lost, Johnny.
Lost. Oh. He was just lost.
So you... They got you off the island, and you became a YouTube sensation.
He was in a prototype tie, just like flipping through space,
nice.
And you know he made the call, and they're like, "You must smell like feet wrapped in burnt leathery bacon."
Wow,
that's a robot chicken thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, but no, I mean, Dave, you and I both started writing a thing, Hero. I went and got a regular job, and you got to do cool shit. So, but no, I just think it's awesome, and I was like, you know. Obviously, like, you know, we chat all the time and following your posts throughout the week you were down there. Like, I mean,
it's fun because
was so cool
going to a celebration.
Yeah.
I knew what he was, you know, feeling looking at his stuff
right
on there. And that's what I didn't know if this was your first one or not. So
Yeah, it was just all new to me, John.
You're ready to go back now, aren't you?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's just so different. It was something new because I think I've been going to. I'm getting a little bit numb to Comic-Con. You know,
well, right?
A little bit
yeah,
because I go so much. So this was something like really new, and you know, it's just I definitely want to go to the next convention for sure.
I'll be saving my money for that one, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. That might be. Yeah. That's probably going to be a definite. All right, so as you rank some of these conventions, right, would you put this as, like, one of your favorite ones of all time? Like, is this better than the first time you went to Comic-Con? Is this better than your first time at WonderCon?
Ooh. I don't know if it was better than the first time I went to – definitely better than any time I've been to WonderCon. But Comic-Con, I went in 2010. That was the first convention I'd ever been to. That just, blew my mind. I'd never been to a convention before like that. And so this didn't quite do that, but I would definitely put it maybe – I don't know. That's hard. I'd put it third on the list because 2012 okay. Comic-Con was really special because it was me, Kristen Nettlepeck, and mm-hmm. Dennis N. That was when AMC was just starting up AMC Video, like yeah. all the movie talk. And
is that Kristen when you got to talk to Stephen S. DeKnight?
Yeah, we're still doing Think Hero. So Chris and I, we interviewed the Vampire Diaries cast. We interviewed the Spartacus cast. I got to interview the Merlin cast, BBC show Merlin. Katie McGrath right now is Lex Luthor's daughter on Supergirl right now. I got to interview her way before any of that happened. She was on Merlin and BBC, and it was just like that was a cool experience. That was the first time I'd ever got to like interview like Hollywood people and actors that I really respected. So that was a huge experience, and of course my first Comic-Con. So I would put Star Wars Celebration number 3 that list.
Cool, nice.
Yeah, which is still really high. Yeah.
So you know, there's the smell at Comic-Con that you've told me about and everything. is there the same kind of thing at Celebration?
It's still there. It's less people. I mean, Star Wars is like 70,000.
When you get that many people together, yeah.
But
what just amazes me is like there's BO in the morning. I'm like, you just got up. Like, unless you're some people camped out.
A lot of people don't take showers. Over.
They were all sleeping in line to get into the hall, like, whatever. Everybody. So
yeah, it's like how was there?
Yeah, it's at every convention. I've been to probably well over 200 conventions at this point, and yeah, there's always a smell.
You should just run down the halls with like Axe, like body spray things.
That's worse. Seriously, Axe is worse because there's people that take baths in Axe, and it's like I'd rather smell BO than Axe.
Yeah,
because it's just literally they think that they're covering up something, but you know that's kind of off subject too.
Yeah,
so it's like Jabba the Hutt con at that point.
So right. the schmodown that happened, that was at Celebration, right? The Star Wars schmodown, that was at Celebration.
Yeah,
right?
It was in the same room. So we had Jedi Council in the same room, and then the day after on Friday we had the schmodown. Yeah, same room.
So you turned me on to you turned me on to the show schmodowns, and like I watched most of them at this point. That was far and away the best one yet.
Yeah, that was really cool. It was cool to have Sam Witwer in there. Because the energy was just – we've never done it like in front of a live audience that big before. So
okay.
600 – she had 600 people screaming. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I did like how they warned people don't yell out the answers because you know some jerk was just going to yell something out.
And then they were good. Like people reacted like, oh, man, really? But no one yelled out the
answers. Yeah, nobody yelled. It was really cool. Nope. So yeah, you definitely
watch that.
Watch. Yeah. It's about an hour long. It's so worth it.
I haven't got to watch, you know, with work and other things. It's like I haven't got to watch all the panels yet. But, like, you know, I'm saving them for a day off. I'll just sit there and watch all of Star Wars Celebration. So. Immerse myself in the Star Wars Celebration.
Awesome. All right, so I guess David, do you have anything else that you want to add about Celebration, and maybe we can talk about a couple other things before you
free
go?
Stuff. Did you get any free stuff?
Oh yeah, what kind of swag did you get?
I did not get a lot of free stuff, but I did buy some things. I got in the Star Wars store.
Yeah.
Celebration store, which is a long line. Luckily we had access in. But I got Wendy Lee, who's our office manager at Collider. I got her this really cool, like, I got her two really cool Her Universe outfits. One of those is like a Darth Vader sweater jacket she could wear. And another was like this T-shirt that had Hera, but it was like H-E-R and then Hera's face. So it could be like Hero or it could be Hera. It was interchangeable. Yeah, really cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
What did you get yourself?
Yeah, what did you get for yourself?
Oh, I didn't buy anything, honestly.
Really?
We got some of those cool posters. I don't know if you see those posters floating around, you know. So I guess that's some of the swag. We got that really cool, Last Jedi poster. Everybody got a copy of that.
Nice.
So that was Yeah, so I guess I did have a few few swag and some.
Put it up on eBay, didn't you?
I got
this. They were going for like 500.
They always do. Like the one for the last celebration with Force Awakens was a Drew Struzan poster, and you couldn't touch that thing on eBay at all.
I got a pretty sweet I Rebel poster from Celebration.
Oh yeah.
You mean that the line that wasn't even in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I rebel.
So
yeah, it didn't happen.
Joe did that. Joe did that.
No, that was what Joe's was called.
Celebration exclusive print.
Oh, I got you.
It's pretty sweet. I gotta hang.
You say like last thoughts. I would just say just go. I mean, if there's any way you can go to a Star Wars Celebration, it's definitely something that's worth experience. Even if you don't have to wait in line overnight to get into all the big panels. There's smaller panels you can get into. It's just fun to be around a bunch of Star Wars. Just go for a day. You know, if you can.
Just go and walk around.
Is there like a floor, like a trade show type floor with like booths and?
Oh yeah. Okay. Like literally, there's the vendor, like a vendor room, and there's a room with all of the like Hasbro and you know Marvel at this point, and all those guys are in that room because there was a lot of pictures of the Hasbro Black Series. And David, they are doing an exclusive at. GameStop of the Inferno Squad TIE Fighter pilot.
Oh, nice.
Just so you know, I think it's on pre-order on GameStop's website.
Kind of want to look that up now.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, that has been at every, that's usually at every convention anyways, like big comic conventions and that. There's always a vendor room and an artist alley and cool.
It was just set up just like a WonderCon or Comic-Con, just Star Wars.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like, you know, I don't know what that convention center is like down there, but it looked like there was a lot of room to move, actually.
It's huge. Like, it's so big that they only used one half of it. Like, the one half of their convention center is bigger than all of San Diego.
Nice.
Convention center, huge.
Then it definitely would be worth it to check it out because, like, you know, those bigger convention centers are definitely, like, a plus for, you know, to walk around in that because they don't jam everything into one area.
That's the only problem with Comic-Con. It's like double the people. It's 130,000 people in a much smaller place.
Right.
It's something that's tough.
So are they ever going to move Comic-Con from San Diego, you think?
They've threatened to. They're giving them time to expand, but if they don't, they're going to go to either L.A. or Vegas. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Vegas? Really? Ugh. Wow.
Well, but you got to realize with Vegas, you got to realize that the two largest convention centers in the country are Orlando and Vegas. Vegas is, they have CES is like a
Comic-Con in Orlando?
No, I won't go to Orlando because they want the Hollywood actors to be able to come out, and L.A. is closer to Vegas. But, man, Vegas, I wouldn't want it in Vegas, but there would be no hotel issues. Vegas can, like, Vegas has so much hotel space, it's insane. It's
if I ever go back to Las Vegas, if I never go back to Las Vegas, it'll be too soon.
Vegas is good for, like,
unless Comic-Con's announced for Las Vegas next
even,
year.
Even then, I would not.
I would go if the, you know, the hotel
I'd
thing's
have to
not
think
an
about
issue.
It, yeah.
The thing is with Vegas is you got to do it right. Like, if you go, they have some of the most incredible shows there. Like, if you go to Cirque du Soleil, it's incredible. Like, well, the thing with Vegas, everybody goes there and just gets wasted for 2 days. But if you, like, go to a show, some great food, too.
Yeah.
It's good for, like, 2 days.
I don't drink, so food would be, like, the, I'd go.
Food's good, Johnny. There's some good food.
I would go eat myself to death.
It would be like Nicolas Cage and leaving Las Vegas, but instead of drinking yourself to death, you're going to eat yourself to death.
So Elizabeth Shue would pour pasta sauce all over herself.
Fettuccine. Alfredo sauce.
Nice.
Vodka sauce.
Jeez.
Nice.
Oh, well, on that note.
Yeah.
All right. So, David, where can everyone find you online?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at GriffinDE. Of course, check out Collider Videos on YouTube. TV Talk is now going to 5 days a week.
Wow.
Starting May 1st, we're going to be 8 a.m. Pacific time, so 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be fun. We're going to be doing 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, TV Talk.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Cool. All right. Any last words you want to say before we sign off?
No, just thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I had a good time as
always. We appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, we love when you come on anyway.
I mean, love to have you coming on.
You have the open door policy. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah,
I gotta send you a new t-shirt too, because we made some new ones.
Do you have one in black?
I can make one in black for you. Would you like a black one?
I would like a black one.
Okay.
And would everybody else at Collider like one?
You know who I got to send one to is Dennis, because I still rock my Think Hero shirt all the time still.
Nice.
So, All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, you know where you can find David. And yeah, thanks for being on, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The Infamous Podcast is recorded just outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, in the infamous Nerd Den Studios thing, aka my house. You can find us online at infamouspodcast.com. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as Infamous Podcast. And as always, if you have questions, suggestions, all around comments about the show, you can email us at contact@infamouspodcast.com. Johnny, where can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Johnny Podorf.
And I'm Brian Tudor. I'm on most social networks as Brian Tudor. As always, new episodes every Friday. If you like what you hear, do us a favor and head on over to iTunes and drop us a 5-star review. It helps us get found by more people and it'll help the show.
And do the other, what? The other sites have that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Stitcher as well and Google.
Yeah.
And I think we have a Patreon page. Is that right?
Yep. Patreon page, but I don't know the what is it, patreon.com/infamouspodcast.
There you go. And check it out. We have some pretty cool
I may have just had an aneurysm.
Prizes to win. Johnny just got that. Anyway, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night.
Wait a minute,
evening,
is that plugged out of my
weekend? Whatever it is. Any last words?
Nope.
Later.